What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Polar Opposites. It's been a minute. It truly has been a minute since we last did a full episode, but I'm glad y'all are here. It feels good to be back, and I hope you guys have had a good holiday season. If you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. If you celebrate Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, I don't know who celebrates Kwanzaa, but if you do, Happy Kwanzaa. Like, I hope you guys had a good holiday. And it's 2020. At the time of this recording, if you're listening right now, it is in 2020. We are in a new year. I'm happy. New goals. I don't know what to say, but it's 2020 and I'm ready for it. I hope you guys are ready too. So if you heard the laughter, I am joined with our favorite unproblematic friend. Mia is here for another episode. Hey, Mia.
Hello, Justin.
Oh, so good to have Mia on this episode. She's going to bring so much to the episode. A break from DeAndre.
No, yes. I just want y'all to know I'm here to give y'all a break from DeAndre. Y'all heard him like 5 weeks straight.
Right.
So DeAndre, when you hear this, just, you know, knock yourself off your high horse a little bit. It's okay. Right. You don't have to be on every episode.
So Mia is here to bring us some freshness, to bring some freshness to this episode.
Thanks for having me back.
Of course, Mia, of course. So if you guys are listening, make sure you're subscribed to whatever platform you choose to listen to. If that's Apple, make sure you're subscribed. If you're listening on Spotify, make sure you follow on Spotify. And also, share the podcast with a friend. If you love the show, spread the podcast. It's a new year, and people always love podcasts and recommendations from their friends. So definitely share the show with a friend. So Mia, it's 2020, and apparently Rihanna told us last year that the new album is coming in 2019. Where the album at?
It's not coming.
It's not coming.
I could have told y'all. Well, I couldn't have told y'all, but she's playing with y'all. Kendall just told me that Rihanna just filed to have her name, like a license for like Fenty Skin or something.
Okay.
So she's working on yet something else that's not her music. Right? So it's not coming.
Rihanna doesn't care about her fans.
She does.
Really?
I think she does.
If she cares.
I think y'all just want to box her in and just make her only do music. Maybe she doesn't just want to be an artist, you know?
That's true, but I think that it's putting a lot of pressure on her because if she finally does drop the music and it's not good, people waited 4 years to get this trash and it's like too much pressure on her.
I think it's going to be like when Frank Ocean dropped his second album. It's like, nothing could top Channel Orange. Mm-hmm. But also, she has other albums outside of her last... What was her last?
Anti.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she has other albums outside of Anti. But I think, like, Rihanna's fans are just as kind of devoted as Beyonce fans. So,
okay.
Whatever she drops, even if it's not good,
people
are
going
to say it's good.
Yeah. I don't know, Rihanna. Drop the album.
Drop the album.
But yeah, this week has been good. I've been in good spirits lately, so I have something to get off my chest. It's
okay.
Time for off
Ooh.
My chest. So a
you
couple.
You know I love the tea.
Let's get into some tea.
You know I love it.
So a couple of you guys sent in stuff that you would like to get off your chest. And again, if you guys follow the podcast on Instagram at Polar Opposites Pod, frequently I will do polls and ask you guys for feedback. And a couple of you guys sent in stuff that you would like to get off your chest. So one of the things that people say, I like to give people African names. So this person I'm going to get say, Nkiru. Nkiru says, people wasting my time that are overly late.
Now,
get it off your chest.
Oh, Jesus.
Get it off your chest.
It's yours, so go ahead. Like, how do you feel about it?
Well, this is not mine.
This is hers. Oh, she said it. Okay.
So she asked, is lateness a red flag? Can it be fixed? I think that lateness is a red flag.
It's a huge red flag, and I don't think it can be fixed. I feel like for people who are excessively late, it's in their nature.
Mm.
Like, even when they try to, like, oh, let me get up, let me do this, they're still, if you're going to be late, you're going to be late. To me, you're either going to be one of those people that arrive early at an event or right when it starts or just late.
Mm-hmm. I think that it can't be fixed. I think that it's about valuing people's time. Late people feel like they can run things at their time, that other people's time doesn't matter. And I think that's disrespectful. I think that if you don't value time and you don't value other people's time, you don't value that person because
Absolutely.
Time is money.
I think it's direct to respect. Like, if you respect that person, you're going to let, even if you are going to be late, your communication is going to be top tier for that situation. You're going to let that person know, oh, I'm going to be late. But it absolutely has to do with respect. If you mm-hmm. don't respect that person, of course, you're not thinking about, oh, how am I affecting them by being late?
Exactly.
Like, especially now that I have a child,
mm-hmm.
like when people ask me to go somewhere or do something, especially if she's coming with me, I had to get her ready, myself ready. Mm-hmm. When we get there, I got to get her out the car, me out the car, and you got the nerve to be late, and I'm on time, and I need all this.
That's true, because if you're able to live your own life and be on time yourself and have somebody else ready, and you're still late.
She is accountable, she holds me accountable for everything. There's nothing, she can't walk, talk, nothing. I have to do everything for her. Mm-hmm. So it just has given me a whole new perspective on time. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I can get on time somewhere and I have literally an infant.
What's your excuse?
Right. What's your excuse? So long.
Let me know. Let me know what your excuse is.
If you're going to be late, just tell me, because 9 times out of 10, I didn't want to go.
That's anyway, true.
So just go ahead and tell me that you're going to be late and I'll say, we can reschedule.
Exactly.
We can just go another day.
And don't be afraid to do that.
Oh, no. I'll reschedule.
Yeah. And that's fine. So the next thing that somebody needed to get off their chest, they said, people spoiling Netflix shows on social media when they just came out. Get it off your chest. Get it off your chest. What do you think about that?
I don't really think it's a problem because I guess we all watch in our own pace. So to me, it's like how we're not all, especially if it's coming out on Netflix, it's not like a scheduled show that comes on at a certain time. Mm-hmm. How are you supposed to know when that person's watching? Like, everybody's life is so different. Some of us have jobs. Some of us are still in school. Some of us are doing internships, traveling. How am I supposed to know when you watched it?
Well, I kind of agree with you.
Or stay on social media if you don't want to know.
I kind of agree with you in a way. I think that you can control being spoiled or not. If you have a favorite show and it just came out, expect that people are going to spoil it. So what you can do, delete Twitter, delete Instagram, delete whatever it is that's spoiling you. That way you don't have to see it. It's not like you can't really control people. But what people can do is say, hey, I know the show came out. Spoiler alert for anybody that's interested in the show. And then they can go into, their reactions about whatever show they're watching.
I guess. I mean, a lot of people do the whole spoiler alert thing, and I guess it's, considerate, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess. But, I mean, if you just started watching the show and you know people are going to talk about it, for instance, I've never seen Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. So, of course, if I started it, and there's people, like, say you and somebody, I don't have a Twitter, but if I did, say y'all got into an argument over Twitter about it, and I'm just happening to be reading y'all's tweets, how am I supposed to know y'all were going to be? I just started the show.
Exactly.
So how am I supposed to know?
So, just go at your own pace. If you don't want to get spoiled, control your eyes.
Get off of social media.
Get off the apps.
If you start a show and you don't want to see anything about it, just get off social media.
I agree. There we go. We're agreeing on polar opposites.
Simple, right? I always get excited to see which one we're going to disagree on. Because I'm always like, what?
We'll see, because I know this might be a reaction to that new show called You on Netflix that just came out.
Have you seen it?
I've seen the first episode of the first season, and it was a little too much for me.
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. When I watched it, it took me 3 times to start it.
Really?
So I started 1 time, and then Lori's on the podcast, guys.
Mia's baby is here. She wants to chime in.
She's on the podcast. She has a little cold, so that was her cough.
Aw, so cute.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, it took me a couple times to start it because it was a little creepy at first. Mm-hmm. But once you get into it, you kind of see it's weird because that's like everything that he did. I'm not going to spoil the show, but anything that he did, it's like that's our everyday life. Mm-hmm. Like if I met you, didn't know you from high school, and I just knew, Justin Alozie was your name, and I Googled you, I could find everything that he thought. I could find
where
it.
I live.
And you could plot, and not to be honest, some women plot on men.
Sprinkle us with some truth. Mia, she's laying it
I'm
honestly.
I'm just saying, some women are very strategic. If there's a guy we like and we can find his name or his last name or just any clues about you, gotta start with the context clues.
Yes.
Then you can see who he knows. Mm-hmm. Then we go to his.
The mutual followers.
Yes. Then we go try to find his page.
Is his profile open?
Right.
And who's this girl?
If we know the mutual friend, then we can hit the mutual friend like.
Who's this?
What is the T?
What's the T on this person?
Then you're like, is this his sister or his girlfriend? This is mom or his girlfriend? Mm-hmm. Like,
I knew that girls do that.
No, we're very strategic. Yeah. We're very strategic. Don't let nobody lie.
Y'all be careful with what y'all put on social media.
Stop.
Y'all be careful because Mia might be lurking.
Justin is you.
Mia could be lurking. Y'all be careful.
I'm
out
not
there.
Lurking. I don't. Y'all be nothing, careful. Y'all. I don't want them.
Okay, so this is something that I actually need to get off my chest. It's something that I see that other people do, and it's something that I've done myself in the past. I've learned from the past, and I don't do this anymore. But it's about when you have a falling out with a friend. Usually when you have a falling out with a friend, whenever you're venting to somebody else, you're always like, oh, I did this for this person. I was there for this person when this happened. I did this. I gave them this and this and this, and this is how they treat me. And I don't like that. Reason being, if you're doing something nice for somebody that you call a friend, leave it at a nice gesture and don't say anything else. It calls into question the intention of what you're doing and why you're doing it. Are you doing it so they can see you as a good person, or are you doing it because you're actual genuine friend to that person? And the fact that you're keeping tabs on all the good things that you've done to somebody makes me question how genuine you are as a person, and I don't like that.
Come on with the word.
It makes me question things. It's like, are you truly my friend, or are you somebody that's fake and wanting to do these nice gestures to call yourself a friend? Because if you're a friend, I've done so many nice things for people that I call a friend, and I really
I don't even remember.
You're not supposed to, because I'm doing something from the openness of my heart to my friend. It's not something that I'm going to write down in my journal and be like, oh, I did this for this person. Let me remember it in case we have a falling out and I can bring into question every good thing that I've done for this friend. Hate it. Hate to see it.
I just want y'all to know that God is omnipresent. He just came through Justin right there, because that was a word.
A word, okay?
A word. I don't care if you're spiritual or not.
It was a word. What do you think about that? Do you have experience with that? Do you agree, disagree?
I actually have. Like, we had a falling out, and when we called each other to talk about the falling out, she basically said, oh, like, I can't believe you're mad at me and saying that I'm not a good friend. She was like, if I wasn't a good friend, I wouldn't have let you stay here when you needed it, and all these other things. And it wasn't even like living with her. I had to leave my house for two days because it was being fumigated. And I asked to stay at her house. And I could have stayed other places, but like you said, when you're asking someone who thinks that it's a friend, you never think in that moment that it'll get thrown back in your face. But also, I've dealt with that outside of friendships, just in relationships and other places that you can deal with that. Even at work sometimes, not like currently, but just I've experienced it before. So I've always tried to be conscious that I never do something for somebody and throw it in their face. Because like you said, 9 times out of 10, when I do something for somebody, it's not that I forget that I did it, but I'm not keeping record of it. I'm like, oh, remember that time I gave you a ride? Remember that time I bought you food? That's not a good friend.
Yeah, I actually agree with you, Mia. Like, don't keep tabs on friendship. Like, that's not what friendship is about. So if you do that, that's trash. And people, just don't do that. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, period.
But anyway, let's get to our main topic. There's not really any news stories that I saw that I really cared about. I don't know if you saw anything.
I didn't. Like, what? How recent do you do yours? Do you go based like, off, like, a
just
week
Just the past
a day?
Week, yeah.
No. Nothing that was like worthy of, No.
All right, so we're just going to move on to the main topic. So this week, Mia and I, we're just reflecting. You know, we're in a new decade. I know, it's crazy. We're in a new decade, and we've experienced, you know, 10 years of another decade. So we're going to look at the good and bad of the decade, and we're just going to reflect on 2019 in general and just talk about what we've learned.
I really like that.
What we've learned and what we want to keep in 2019 and what we definitely don't want to take with us into 2020. So, what did we learn? Do you want to start or should I?
Oh, wow. So, like, just in 2019?
Yeah, what did you learn in 2019?
I would say I learned really how to reconnect with myself. So many traumatic things happened this year, but also so many good things happened this year. So, I was having a conversation earlier, and I was kind of saying the same thing, that this year was probably one of the hardest years of my life. Like, ever. But it was also one of the most rewarding and beautiful years of my life. I graduated. I became a mother. I got my own space. I feel like I flourished as a woman this year, coming through all the bad things that happened. I was single and pregnant by myself. And even though it's not a bad thing, because Lori is a result of it, it was very hard. I was depressed. I didn't love myself. But I think my favorite thing that I learned through all of that was I learned myself to the point where I could reach back and know where when I started to feel something about myself, or when I started to think something, I knew where it stemmed from. So if I learned this year why I have a hard time asking people for help. I learned this year why it's so quick and easy for me to just push people away and block them. Like, I learned a lot about myself, but I didn't just learn like, oh, that's bad. I learned where it came from and why that's even my reaction to those type of situations. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with myself because I am a person who is willing and open to change. And I constantly want to be growing into a new woman.
That's what life is about.
So I love that I know. So when it happens, I recognize it right then. I'm like, oh no, I'm doing this because of this. Not, I think we should learn, oh, it's not just, oh, you did this and it's wrong. Why did you do it? Where did it stem from? Did something happen to you that it triggers you to make you go back to that place?
Preach.
Search and seek that and you will find yourself.
Okay, love that. Love
that
it.
That was my favorite thing.
Okay, so
learned.
The last thing you ended with was finding yourself.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, if you could summarize 2019 in three words, what three words would you choose?
Oh my gosh.
I know, I kind of threw you out there.
Wow, if you have your three, go. I'll think.
My three would be growth, change, and adaption would be my three for 2019.
Adaption okay. was good.
Yeah, I know, right?
That was good.
The reason I say growth is because I finished college. I'm in a new phase in my life. I forgot my three. What was the second one? I said a growth, change.
Changing
my environments, leaving Austin, leaving my friends that are still going to school there or even living in Austin, like leaving them and, you know, going on with my life and then adapting. I think in life, we are always adapting. No day is ever Amen. The same. Each day we wake up with a different mindset, different goals, and different methods to achieve those goals. And that's the stage I'm in right now, adapting and thinking about myself, wanting to be selfish and, you know, being okay with being selfish. Some people hear the word selfish and they're like, selfish, that's terrible.
No, it has a negative connotation.
It does.
It shouldn't.
No, I think it's good to be selfish because oftentimes in 2019 and in this past decade, I wasn't selfish. Mm. And there's such thing as caring too much about other people and ignoring yourself. And I think that is what defined my decade in a way. I always think about my friends. I always think about other people, but I often forget about myself. Am I happy? What am I going through right now? What is my life looking at right now? And, you know, am I checking in with myself? Like, am I reflecting? Am I growing? Am I checking in on myself the same way I check in on all my friends? That's something that I struggled with in the past decade. And I'm starting to understand and starting to become better at being selfish and, you know, taking time to myself and taking breaks and stuff like that. So that's where I'm at.
Wow.
I know.
Beautiful.
I know. Look at me.
Okay. I think I can come something on the spot. So
okay.
I would say three words that wrap 2019 up for me would be experience, reality, and adoration.
Ooh.
So for experience, I say that because I had a lot of first time experiences this year. It was my first time being on a podcast ever.
Thank you.
Of course, becoming a college graduate, my first time experiencing giving birth, my first time experiencing what it's like to have a full-time job, you know, within my degree, what it's like to be a single mom, live on my own, provide everything for my daughter, work a full-time job and still come home and be a mom and have to do the regular stuff, the cook, the clean, the... So it was a lot of first-time experiences for me. My holidays were different this year. It was a first-time experience, and it was...
And
it was,
she's doing the damn thing, y'all.
Oh, thank
she's,
you.
She really is. Like, Nia is, like, so, like, inspiring.
Stop.
To see somebody, you know, accomplish so much and have so much more on their plate than I have.
You're
going to
make
still,
me cry.
No, don't cry. But it's true. Like, I'm being... This podcast is about honesty, and this is my chance to be honest. It is inspiring. Like, because if somebody can do that, go through that, still prosper, still succeed, and still accomplish their goals and continue striving for more, I think that's something that we should all, you know, admire and want to adapt into our own lives and, you know, carry it well because, you know, I put my life in perspective, and sometimes I think it's hard, and then I think about other people. I'm like, there's people out there that are doing so much more than me. So for me to feel like my life is hard is not fair, because in reality it's not.
And I feel the same way. Like, even with being a single mom, I feel like there's somebody who has it much worse than me. So I'm not gonna lie, I have my days where it was hard. Like this past week, she was sick, I was sick. I put this on my Instagram just because I am very honest and open about my journey, but I was so frustrated. I couldn't even take a nap. And, you know, it's not, I'm not frustrated directly at her. It's just the situation. And even in that moment, like, I cried, I got it out, I was good. And even the next day, I was still grateful. I said, you know what, that might have been tough, but there's people who can't even, you know, give their children food or get, and it's just like, even though sometimes it may be hard, I don't miss a meal. Yeah. She doesn't miss a meal. I go to work. I'm able to pay for her to go to daycare. So I put it in my perspective. I said, we have a roof over our head. Even though it doesn't take away from that, you know, my journey may be hard, your journey may be hard, but I think God gives us what we can deal with because there's somebody dealing with much worse.
Right, always, at any point in your life.
Always.
So, oh, I love that. That's a word right there.
What was my, so I said experience. Adoration. Okay, adoration, because I truly, probably like the last 6 months of 2019, I adored myself like never before. Like, I truly adored the woman that I am. And like you said, I was a little bit selfish. I put myself first. And it was the best thing I could have ever done mentally, physically, spiritually. I feel free. I'm happy. I'm so, oh, goodness.
I love it.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
It's just crazy. Like, because when you look at your life in a year, I always reflect, where was I at this point last year?
Literally. And, the same day.
Right. And it's like, that's why I love with Instagram, how it shows us memories. It's like, it's crazy that this was a year ago to this day. I was doing this. Like, I was
lit. I think when you walked in, I said, I remember. I said, this day a year ago, when I sat down, I said, we made it.
We did.
I said, a year ago, today, on this day, what's today? The 31st of December. I was sitting on a couch crying. Throwing up nonstop because I threw up my whole pregnancy, depressed, Googling, if your baby daddy leave, does he ever come back? I was sick. I was sick. But to think that that was literally a year ago today.
To see how far you've come.
Man, what? A year can do wonders.
Yeah. So everybody, put your life into perspective. Challenge yourself this new year to just reflect on where you were the year before. Are you making steps to be where you want to be? And, you know, make those steps if you're not where you want to be.
For real.
Life is about growing. Life is about change and evolving. And that's one thing that I'm learning to accept the older that I get. So on this episode, me and I, it's kind of fun. We are going to look at the good and bad of the last decade and just talk about it.
I'm excited.
So should we start with good or bad first?
Let's get the bad. Let's get the bad out of the way.
Okay, let's get the bad. There's quite a bit of bad.
Let's
this
do
is
it.
Kind of like lighthearted a little bit. So these are some things that I would like to keep in the last decade and keep in 2019. I don't want it in 2020. I don't want it in the future. Just keep this in this decade and let's grow from this and move on.
Pastor Alozie has spoken.
I'm preaching.
He said we leaving it, then we're leaving it.
We're
we
leaving
have a
it.
Choice.
Cut it and keep it moving.
Keep it.
Okay?
Keep it there. Hey.
All right.
A lot of people and things that need to be left.
Exactly. First thing on the list, the Kardashians. Leave them in 2019.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this is so funny. I feel like everything you're bringing up, I recently had a conversation about.
Really?
Some people are really here for them.
I'm not.
just said, I'm not.
I'm not.
I don't think it's okay that it's promoted like, oh, you can be a stripper and do all this, and this is the kind of lifestyle you're having. But people do envy their lifestyle. And I guess if that's not something, if you don't have knowledge of who you are and your self-worth, that would be something that would drive you to be like, oh my gosh, I want to be just like them. In reality, you don't really know them. We're just watching a TV show.
That's scripted.
Right. We don't know if those are, I can't even say it because but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
but yeah, I can do with Adam.
The Kardashians, I don't really hate them like that. But the thing with them is like culture stealing. That's one thing that I want to keep in 2019 and keep it in this last decade. Because
like when Kylie got her box braids and everybody was like, oh,
she invented braids. No, she didn't.
What, sweetheart? Because I think I had those in like first grade. Get out.
She didn't invent black culture. Because with them, our culture, they steal it. Our culture, they grab it. Like.
Justin needs a cameraman. Y'all don't see.
Oh, it's coming. I haven't even talked about the goals for the podcast in 2020.
Oh my
gosh.
We'll
get to it.
Manifest
these goals, okay? Ooh. So Kardashians, keep them in 2019. Second thing, robocalls. How are we in 2019? And technology has not advanced to the point where we move beyond robocalls. Whenever you call your bank,
hello, dial 1 for this, dial 2 for customer service.
I'm like, technology hasn't advanced to where we can get a human being to be on the phone. Come on.
I have, but I think, I feel like technology can almost be a blessing and a curse.
True.
Because we have so much technology, they probably feel like a real person doesn't need to be on the phone.
Mm.
So people have created these programs where it's like, oh, press 1 and you can deposit, press 2 and you,
it's
they
so
think that
slow.
They have all of your answers figured out, but they don't, because
they don't.
I'm always on the phone like representative.
Dial 3 for representative.
3333, that's me. Before they say anything, I'm like 000.
She just shuts up and goes straight to the representative. Yeah, leave that in 2019. Let technology advance and hopefully we can get some faster and better like phone service when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah.
The That's third good. Thing that we need to leave in this last decade, cheaters. Cheaters.
Ooh, Justin, you know what? I'm not even going to turn up like this. I'm going to let you have that one.
Leave cheaters in 2019. Reason being, in this decade, we experienced Jay-Z cheat on Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
And people thought that if Beyonce can get cheated on, there's no hope for me. And there isn't, because some men are trash and some men will cheat. Cheaters, we need to leave in 2019 and leave in this past decade, because cheating is different. I know we talk about cheating frequently on the podcast. Are you here for cheating? Are you not
Let
here for cheating?
Let me ask you, what's cheating to you?
Well, cheating to me... Oh.
Because I need the tea.
Okay, cheating to me is knowingly going out, doing something inappropriate with somebody else. It doesn't technically have to
have
be sex.
Have you ever cheated or been cheated on?
No, I've never been cheated on and I've never cheated.
Okay, good for you.
I know,
you.
I'm not an
good
angel, but I've just never cheated on anybody and I've never been cheated on.
Okay.
The thing with cheating, I think it's anything inappropriate that you do with somebody else knowingly. And
so it's not just physical?
No.
Okay,
no,
right.
Like a text, inappropriate text
right.
or sex, that's
right.
considered
yeah.
cheating in my book.
Right.
Okay. The thing with cheating for me is that, and I think in previous episodes, I think with Aisha actually, we talked about whether or not we would stay with the cheater. And I need to clarify.
Like in a relationship or in a marriage?
Both. Because a relationship is a marriage.
Yikes.
My stance on that is that if you cheated before getting with me, no, I'm not getting with you.
What do you mean?
Like if you...
Like if y'all weren't official?
If we weren't together and you cheated on me and then...
If it was like the beginning stage?
No. Okay, let's...
Oh, okay. Yes, like yes. if y'all took a break or you broke
no,
up?
No.
Oh,
like if
okay.
if your reputation is that you cheated on your last significant other and then you're trying to get with me... And
you're not going for
no,
it.
No.
Okay.
But if you are with me, you've never cheated before and you happen to step outside the relationship... I would not like end it. I would see if it can work. Because
if they've never cheated before and they cheat
right.
on you,
Does
you're
going
to try
sense?
To make Yeah, it makes
yeah,
sense.
That's
for
my
you,
sense.
I'm not saying I agree. But
for you, for
no,
me.
No, yeah, but the
yeah.
logic makes sense. I'm a very logical person.
Right.
So the logic
Think
makes
it through
sense.
Now.
But,
Think it through now.
Do I agree?
No. That's okay.
We said it in unison. I'm glad you know.
Yeah. Okay. Second thing or fourth thing that we need to leave in this past decade is zodiac signs.
Oh my gosh. People with the zodiac signs and the stars and what is the
Isn't it going out of hand
it's,
to you?
It's something else. It's like your
horoscope.
No. It's something else that they're using with the stars.
Oh, like rising star, rising moon or whatever?
They want to know, like, what are you... I can't think of it. It has something to do with the horoscope.
Okay.
And they can line it up and, like, read... Not like the compatibility mm-hmm. between signs. It's something else. Uh-huh. I'll have to look it up.
I'm so mad. Whoever's listening right now is, like, screaming.
Right.
It, like,
they know. They know.
They know what it is.
They're like, it's this. I don't know, but
I
it's very stupid.
Ugh.
The fact that y'all think that you can match perfectly with someone based off a zodiac sign?
Something that's made up, in my opinion. And it's just generic statements that can apply to anybody.
Legit.
If you read something for another sign, you're like, oh, that could be me. I could be a Sagittarius. I could be a Gemini. I can be a Cancer.
And it's kind of messed up because society has... Like, if I say, oh, who's your ex? And you tell me something about them, or not even their name, but you just tell me, like, what happened. I'm like, oh, are they an Aries?
It's so annoying. It's like confirmation bias. You're trying to, like,
That's so stupid.
Confirm what you already
y'all
think based
act like
on
y'all horoscope is your blood type. Like, it's just, it's to die for. That's
it's
crazy.
Not. I'm going to quote that. Y'all treat horoscopes
like
y'all
your
treat
blood
types.
Like, it's God-given.
It's not.
Like, it's the, like... What?
No.
It blows my mind.
And what annoys me is I hear conversations with other people, and I heard this one girl's like, oh, Becky, the Sagittarius in her just jumped out. I was like, what?
Who even said, you know what?
It's too much.
And people, I can't stand, so I am a Gemini, and I know everybody, oh, yeah. Gemini. Right. Oh, my goodness. They always be, oh, y'all do have a different side, y'all. Everybody has different personalities. Mm-hmm. And people bring different sides out of you. Sometimes you're having an emotional day. Sometimes you're having a good day. Everybody has those moments. You mm-hmm. might not have it as often or as less as the person next to you. Mm-hmm. But the fact that y'all really try to characterize somebody off his zodiac sign, it blows my mind.
There are people
who swear by it.
Yes.
They really have this mindset, if you're a Gemini and I'm a Cancer, I don't know it.
Right.
But I'm just random.
Right. You're not compatible.
You can't. They say, it's just stupid. It's just stupid. I can't even keep going on this.
I hate to see it.
I really want to remember what that thing is called.
We're going to be so mad when we play back and remember
what
it was.
I know. I'm going to be upset. Whatever.
Okay. Next thing that we need to leave in 2019 and leave in this past decade, calling women bitches.
Period.
Let me just say this. If you're a guy out there and you want to be friends with me, if you call women bitches, we can't be friends.
If you call a woman anything outside of her name, and vice versa, you shouldn't be calling a man out of his name.
Right.
You just shouldn't be calling anybody anything that is derogatory to them and that is not uplifting.
Well, people don't even look at it as derogatory. Whenever they mention girls or women, some people say chicks, some people say...
So, girls, sometimes when we greet each other or if we're talking, we'll say, hey, bitch.
Okay, that's
different.
But we
don't say the word. So, do you think it's the same?
It's not the same. Okay. Like, because I know some guys will be like, if your bitch do this, if your bitch do that. I'm like, that's so trash.
I don't like when guys say it like, oh, this my bitch. Like,
I hate it.
I don't like that.
You don't own me.
That is very derogatory.
You don't own me.
But even if it's derogatory. I don't like it. The connotation is not...
It's like trash guys that I imagine saying stuff like that. If your bitch don't cook for you, if your bitch don't do this, nah.
And it's always them saying, mm-hmm. oh, if you, boy, go sit no. down. Go sit down, please.
Yeah, trash. Trash.
I'm not here for it.
Another thing. Keep this in 2019 and beyond. Cloud chasing.
Mm.
We don't want to see any more cloud chasing in 2020. And 2019 was the year of cloud chasing. Remember Jussie Smollett?
Oh, is he in trouble yet?
I don't know. Whatever happened with that?
I don't. The last thing I remember, if you don't know what happened, he basically said that he got beat up by some guys because he was gay.
Mm-hmm, by some Trump supporters.
Right, right. And then it turned out that he knew the attackers.
Paid them. Some
stuff going on behind the scenes, and he was dropped from all his deals and couldn't be on Empire. And then they tried to flip it and say, oh, he didn't know them, and they set them up. So I really don't know the real story. I don't know if he's in trouble. But I did see that he's trying to be on the season finale of Empire or something,
that
and that he was already originally kicked off. So he might not be being held accountable.
I don't know, but clout chasing, stuff like that, leave that in 2019. There was another girl that claimed that two of her white classmates came to her and chopped off her dreadlocks. I don't know if you heard about
that. Who said that?
And then a couple days later, they found out that she made that whole story up. Why? For attention? For likes? For what?
It seems like people being clout chasing for a long time, because that's the same, like the Emmett Till. That was so long ago.
Yeah.
And she waited till... 2015, 2016, she wrote an article and said that it was all a lie, it was all fake.
Mm-hmm.
She's been clout chasing for a long time.
Right, right. I mean, we all, at one point in our lives, clout chased.
Like, you think so?
Yes. I remember I didn't have as good a phone as everybody else. So what I did is I had a razor that had no battery in it. And everybody was on their phones. And then I flipped up my flip phone and was like, hello.
Just, no, but for real, you had a razor, you was popping.
Right.
I had a pink one and a
really?
Gray one.
They're coming back.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
I did see. You gonna get one?
No. Okay, I think my prediction for this next decade is that, like, all those throwback phones, like the Sidekick and phones with buttons, they're gonna make a comeback.
I want the Sidekick back.
The Sidekick was
my favorite. I had the G1 for a little bit. It would have been better had they not, the screen like went to the left, then went up.
Mm.
It didn't go straight up. It was weird.
Right.
It was weird. But I did rock with the Sidekick heavy. I want mine back. Because I used to be ready to flip it open
right.
and go to town on somebody.
And it's so much harder to text and drive and type with
those.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think that people aren't going to do that.
The rates will
and
go
honestly,
down.
Apple, you don't think they're running out of designs? What else can they do?
Nothing really.
I mean, we don't have any buttons. What else can they
thank
do?
Thank you, Mia. Look at how we just segue and keep the topics relevant. That brings in another thing that I want to keep in 2019 and in this decade. All these smart devices that listen in on what you're saying. I don't know if you saw this. There was a story where this little girl was in her room. One of those smart devices was in her room. Somebody hacked it. And this man was like, "Hi, little girl." And she's like, "Who's that? Who's that?"
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Yeah, it was so scary. They're hacking into these things.
That's
so
scary.
The rise of technology is so...
That is really scary.
Scary.
So I have a camera in the house for Lori, mm-hmm. and it kind of freaks me out because it's ran on Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. and I can, like, say if I'm not in the house, I can tap in and talk to her on it. I can see everything live. It's 360, so it does freak me out because sometimes, of course, I, like, step out of the shower. I'm just walking around. Like, I'm not consciously thinking, oh, there's a camera watching me. Mm-hmm. It's really, like, freaky to think about
right.
that, and it's really freaky to think, how are we going to raise our children?
In the age of technology.
Legit.
I think I'm not gonna, like, I don't think kids should have phones for a while. I would say that. When are you gonna get Lori a phone?
See, so I used, before I had a child, I used to think kids don't need phones. That's dumb. I got my first phone when I was in seventh grade. When did you get your first phone?
My first phone, seventh grade.
I think she will need it when, I don't, it's hard. I want to say when she starts doing extracurricular activities, but mm-hmm. at the same time, in the world we live in, I want her to be able to contact me at any
right.
time. So I feel like as soon as she knows how to work one and talk, it's different. If you don't have a child, anybody that doesn't have a child that wants children can easily be like, no, no. But until you have a child and you're constantly worrying about the world and your child in it and how, what is your role in protecting them and how can you even keep them from things that are bound to happen and you have no control over that, mm-hmm. you get a very different perspective.
No, you're right. And I think that you can protect your child. Reason being, you don't have to give them a smartphone. You can give them a flip phone. You can give them a phone that has no internet capability.
I had a Nokia.
I had a Pantech Duo.
What is that? What is
she said,
that?
What is that? A Pantech Duo, it slid up, and it also had a Sidekick keyboard. I'll put it on Polar Opposites in case anybody is interested to see what
it's
kind of phone
a
I have.
Pantech
Duo. So it's a slider phone. It can slide up, and it can slide to the side, too. So it can slide both ways. It was actually pretty...
Y'all, I can't wait for y'all to see
it. Honestly, it doesn't look that bad.
No, it doesn't. It's still worth $105.
Really?
Go value.
Okay.
Wow,
that was
Justin,
my first
you were
phone.
Fancy.
Yeah.
This was your first phone?
My first phone.
Mine wasn't flip, nothing. It wasn't flip, slide. It was just one.
Jitterbug?
No, I had a Nokia. I don't know what
right.
kind, but it was no, it wasn't the one that was digital, though. Mine did have color.
Okay.
So you know how some of the Nokias were just, it was like blank screen, the little black dots. Mm. Mine had color.
Okay, okay. Some customization.
But I had the one where I had to like tap the button three times. Like if it was ABC, I was trying to get the C.
It's called something. But
yeah,
I had
know.
To text like
yeah.
that too. But yeah, anyway. Technology is something that we have to really be careful of coming into this new decade because the capabilities that they have, I'm scared.
But like, it's the way of the world. It's almost to the point where even if you want to get away from it, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Our cars are starting to be run on technology.
True.
Our phones. Colleges are doing away with books. Everything is online.
Digital, yeah.
People are doing online school. Sometimes not even going to see a physical teacher anymore. It's the way of our... If I didn't have my GPS, I would be lost as Nemo.
Right.
I don't know how to get anywhere.
How were people getting around back then with just maps?
I know. I saw a map in an atlas one time, like in the cars.
You said, what's that?
I knew what it was, but they truly knew how to... You remember when you had to print out, like, MapQuest and...
Yeah. And that's crazy how far we've come in just a few years.
Come on.
Wild.
I have GPS on my Apple Watch.
Really?
Yes.
Well, first you have an Apple Watch.
You have Warby Parker.
That's true.
So be quiet.
Yeah, if y'all need some glasses, this is sponsored, by the way. Warby Parker for what? For free, actually, you can
get 5 frames.
You get 5 frames for free.
I might have to do it.
They ship them to your house. You get to try them on. If you like one, you know which one to pick when you order it online. You ship it back. It's also free.
How do they get your prescription in it?
You take a picture of your prescription.
Oh, wow.
They authorize it. They send it to the people that it's sent to, and they have your prescription ready to go.
Wow.
I know.
This is next level. Mm-hmm. They were already in 2020.
Right.
They were already there.
Thinking ahead.
They were already there.
The next thing that I would like to leave in 2019 and in this prior decade is people seeking validation from social media.
Mm.
Leave that in 2019. Mm. Why hasn't Instagram disabled likes?
First of all, Instagram is the problem. The people seeking the validation are, they need to get some help.
Mm.
Because if a social media platform can feed into you, you already have the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So having social media is just making it worse because you're trying to prove to everybody a point that you know isn't within you. You mm-hmm. know you need to work on yourself in that area, and that's not a bad thing.
Right.
But it also makes it worse because now not only are you battling with yourself, you're comparing to other people.
Right.
So now your battle with yourself becomes even harder because you're trying to be
like
them.
Live up to something.
You're trying to be more than them, or it's ridiculous.
I think just social media is what you make of it. If you post whatever you want. Post whatever you want. Don't feel pressured to post a certain way, act a certain way. It's your profile. Do you post what you want? If other people don't like it, the unfollow button is there. Nobody's stopping you from pressing it.
I say that all the time. Like, if you don't unfollow me.
Yeah, if you don't like what I post.
I'm going to unfollow you right back.
Yeah.
Or I'll block you so you can unfollow me. We can both unfollow each other.
I'm not afraid of the block button.
Hello.
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 Heading into 2020, you guys, don't be afraid to unfollow, mute, block, delete. Unfollow, mute, block, and delete. Okay?
Period.
Period.
No, for real. People, look, don't get me started. I'm not saying that I'm advocating for blocking and muting and all that, but
if you need to do it, do it.
But some people don't understand. Okay, so I believe in blocking. And people always like, oh my gosh, Mia, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? If y'all are not having a healthy reciprocal relationship, and it's damaging your mental and all your why keep that person around? I don't understand that logic.
I don't
logic.
Understand it either. Because if you don't care about me, why should I care about you? So I don't want to see your stuff. You probably don't want to see mine. Why are we still following each other? Let me unfollow
you. Come on. People like to act. Do you believe in like following your exes or people
no.
that you're not friends?
I mean, I don't know. Because some people are friendly with their exes.
And I don't understand that.
I don't think you can be friends with your ex. Come on, Jesse.
You about to make me jump out
there. What are you friends for? Like, what are you gaining out of my life if you've moved
on
and you're with somebody what am I to you in your life? We don't text, we don't communicate. Why are you seeing what I'm posting?
Some people do talk to their exes. They talk to them consistently.
I mean,
you should have just stayed together, right?
No. What do you mean talk? Do you mean speak to?
No, like text, talk, hang out maybe from time to time.
I mean, I guess that's a healthy relationship, but to
that's
me...
That's healthy to do that if y'all have broken up. Well, no, it sounds like you're trying to hold on to something.
No, every breakup is not nasty, though.
Okay, but even if it's not nasty, I'm not saying it has to be nasty. What are we doing after we breaking up?
I mean,
like, just tell me the purpose of it. I'm not against it. I just want to understand because I truly don't understand it. especially if you've been physical with that person.
Yeah.
Please help me to understand this oh so great healthy relationship that people have with their ex.
Maybe if you haven't received closure from that relationship, you seeing that person, there's a kind of an attachment thing where it's like, oh, this person was so close to me. It's
exactly.
So
you're still holding on,
yeah.
Correct? Like I said, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, you're right.
Just making sure.
Mia is right.
I'm just, because you're probably, everybody is always trying to make an excuse for it. So I just, if somebody can tell me and it makes sense, I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Because it don't make any sense to me.
She's right.
Because if you start dating someone, mm-hmm. they're still friends with their ex. If you get married, if that's still your friend, in your mind, you're like, oh, that's still my friend. So, or if your husband or wife said they're not cool with it, you're just going to wake up on your wedding day and cut that person off? No.
Well, I think that every relationship needs to be some sense of security. You have to, it's the same thing with trust. I think that if this person is your ex and you say it's your ex, just keep it at that. If you have suspicions that they are still friendly in an inappropriate way towards each other, then that's like an insecurity thing where you're not secure within your relationship to think that your husband or significant other is not going to cheat on you.
But if, what does it have to do with being insecure? If that's your husband or your wife, why would you want your wife hanging around with her ex and a man she used to sleep with, even if they're just friends and there's nothing going on in that moment?
I don't care, but I just question, why are you still...
That's my point. That's my question. You have a whole different life now. So
personally, I don't know anybody that's friends with their ex, so it's hard for me to even think that this is a real thing, because are people friends with their ex
they
like
absolutely
that?
Absolutely.
Polar opposites, my lovely listeners out there, if you've been in a relationship, have you maintained friendly communication with your ex?
Like, absolutely, have. A couple of your followers have. I'm just saying.
Throwing their business out there. No, y'all know who you are. Y'all know who you are. I'll just say that. Let me know. I really, really like... I would really like to know.
I mean, they might inbox you. I hope they do.
Yeah, please do.
They know who I'm talking about.
Right. Please do. Please do. That's all I have to say. I'm not going to be messy. All right. So the next thing that we need to keep in 2019 and in this past decade, people who are not Black... saying the N-word. As you guys know, if you listen to Mia's previous episode, we even came up with a song for this entire situation. If you're not Black, don't say the N-word. If you're not Black, don't say the N-word.
Hey.
Please don't. Yeah. If you're not Black, the N-word is not a word that you should be using. That's all I need to say.
Yeah, I don't even have much to say. It's very simple. That's it.
I actually think that if you're half Black, you can only say half the N-word. And you can't say... And you can't say nig. You can only say girl. You can only say girl. That way nobody knows what you're saying.
Black.
Mm-hmm. You can only say half of the N-word. I think that's fair. Controversial?
That's hard.
You can't say nig.
You
can only say girl. What's up, girl?
If you were only raised by your Black parent, I feel like you could say it. Like, if you were only raised by your Black parent and you were only around your Black side of the family, I think you can say it.
Let me stop playing. If you're half Black, you're still Black. So say it if you wish. Say it if you wish.
Please.
Let me stop playing. Okay. Something that we need to leave in 2019 is being in unhappy relationships. Life is short.
Wow, let me cross my legs.
Yeah, like, Mia's like, Justin, preach. Life is short. Why, at this stage in your life, are you staying in an unhappy relationship? If you're unhappy, cut the cord, move on. There's plenty of fish in the sea. Don't get stuck on one person and think that you're everything. Like, you'd be surprised. If you go out on the dating scene, you'll meet people that, you know, genuinely care for you, genuinely appreciate your time and who you are. So why hold on to an unhappy relationship just to be in a relationship?
I think we grew up, we as in our generation, not speaking for everybody, but there are a lot of our age group, so people between the age right now of like 18 to 25 or 30 grew up in, like, my grandparents were married and my parents were married, and even if I knew that they were unhappy, even if I knew that there were things going on that shouldn't have, they stayed together.
Right.
So a lot of people have this mindset that even if it's messed up, it can be fixed, or we just have to stay together. Like, breaking up isn't
an option.
Now, I'm not promoting saying, oh, you should just break up with someone, or you shouldn't make things work, because I think people don't realize that it takes work. And people are so quick to run away and blame the other person.
The second things get kind of difficult.
Come on,
Justin. The second there's any type of unhappiness, I'm done. I'm getting a divorce. And that's why the divorce rate in America is, 50%, if not more? At the slightest bit of a struggle, people are so quick to end the relationship. Marriage is not easy. That's why people should be, you know, hesitant to get married, because it is a big commitment. You're saying that this is a person I want to spend the rest of my life with. Not 10 years and then I'm unhappy, get a divorce. Not 2 years or 73 days like Kim Kardashian. I'm saying, like, this is somebody that you're supposed to spend every, like, living moment with.
Yeah, but people don't understand that people view, oh, you hurt me, so I'm leaving, I'm walking away, as if they're perfect and they're never going. One day you're going to hurt me, and I would hope that you would extend me the same grace, the same mercy, and decide to make this work. In my eyes, if the person is not toxic to you, if they're helping you grow, if they're pouring life into you, you enjoy being around that person, y'all share some of the same values, because you're not going to agree on everything.
Right.
No matter who you're with, You are going to disagree sometimes. Mm-hmm. There will be arguments. And I feel like I've met men who think that it's just supposed to be perfect. You're not supposed to argue. You're not supposed to disagree. Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Like, you're bringing somebody into your life. You're now living with this person all the time. Like, think about it. It's like family, too. Like, do you love your family? You're tied to your family. Do you fight? Yeah, sometimes you do. Do you get mad at them? Yeah, sometimes you do. But at the end of the day, they're your family and you love them. Same with a marriage or any relationship. Yes, you argue. Yes, you get mad at each other. But at the end of the day, you love each other. So you got to make it work, especially if you have kids.
I'm just going to leave marriage in 2019. That's
leave marriage in 2019?
The whole thing. In relationships, really? And dating.
Oh, I'm Mia, just stop.
No, Mia, stop. Nothing.
Mia is a catch,
no.
Y'all.
No.
Mia is a catch.
Well, I'm not in the pond or the sea.
Oh, my God.
Or the whatever it's called.
I use housing terms when it comes to relationships. Mia is a really expensive house. She's undergone some renovations.
I have undergone a lot of renovations.
Yeah, you had a trash buyer.
Mm-hmm. Good credit.
No, with bad credit that couldn't afford you.
Period.
He could not afford it.
Like the house as me, but not right. Like he couldn't afford me in my life. He could. Okay, never mind. None of that matters. None of that matters. The point is, I'm off the market.
Stop.
As a house.
Get on the market.
Not off the market because somebody bought the house. It's not open. It's not on the market.
Oh, God. It's not foreclosed, though, right?
No. Okay. No, never that. Never that. What you mean? No.
It's not foreclosed,
no,
y'all.
We pay our bills around
right,
here.
Right.
What?
The government didn't take it up yet.
Okay. Lori's back on the pie, guys.
Yeah, Lori's
she
here.
She took a slight nap. Now she's back.
Oh, so cute. We love Lori. Lori's an honorary member of the podcast.
Absolutely.
By the way.
She's an honorary co-host.
But yeah, I guess we were just saying relationships. You said marriage.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it, but I will encourage y'all to get in. Are you going to... What? Come on, 2020. Are you going to bless us with a relationship?
I will. I keep my personal life
you
personal.
You're
I don't
really good at that.
I am. I don't really talk about my personal
but
life
on the
podcast.
A relationship coming 2020 from Justin Alozi?
Who's to say I'm not in a relationship now?
Oh yeah, are you?
No. Well, something like that.
Oh, is there someone? Y'all, Justin brings us on the show to get all of our tea.
But I don't give any
now
of y'all
I have
tea.
Exposed him.
I think that. If y'all want to know more about my personal life, let me know. But I feel like I should keep a distance between my personal life and the podcast.
For the podcast, sure. But if you want to post it on your personal Instagram,
oh,
we would love to.
Sure. And if y'all would like to follow me and get the tea, follow me at Justin_ALZI and get all the tea.
I already follow you, but I'll be waiting.
And you'll be the first to know.
I'll be waiting.
You'll be the first to know. But I think that was the last thing that I wanted to leave in 2019. The last thing I wrote was cancel culture and fake booties.
Yo, I had this conversation with somebody the other day about like fake butts and like girls used to get booty pads and it's ridiculous.
It is. Love your body at the same time. Like, don't feel pressure to like get all this surgery or whatever.
I feel like to each his own. I'm not going to. If that's what you want to do,
go
do
for it.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. Do it.
Yeah. So let's talk about the good, Mia.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's talk about the good. Things that we're looking forward to in 2020. Things that we're trying to build upon in 2020 and beyond. Some goals that we have. And, you know, what we're looking forward to in the new year.
Okay.
So for me, I'll start with some podcast goals. For me, I want to take the podcast to new heights. I'm going to add some video.
I'm
going to
upgrade
the mics. I'm gonna just keep at it.
You
keep with consistency. Yeah, and elevate myself and continue improving everything and, you know, build it up. That's my goal for the podcast for 2020.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
I'm excited to see it take off.
It's coming,
I'm
y'all.
I'm so excited.
We're coming.
For you.
We're coming.
2020's not ready.
They're not ready.
Not ready.
But things that I would like to work on and grow upon in 2020 is me stopping worrying about things that I can't control. I think if I had a weakness, that would be it.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I always worry about things that I can't control, and it stresses me out. What is the point of worrying about something that whatever you do, it's not going to make a difference, but yet it's on your mind?
I think when you learn that, you truly get a different level of peace, because when you go about life knowing that you can't, you have somewhat control, like, you know, oh, if I wake up at this time and I leave this time, I control what time I get to work and all these other things. But the big life things that are out of your control, like, say if you go to an interview, mm-hmm. all you can do is do your best in that interview. Once you walk out, it's out of your control as to whether you're going to get that job right. or what's going to happen.
Right.
We'll let you get it out.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mia. Like, you can't control certain things, but what you can control is how hard you work.
Absolutely.
Towards achieving your goals.
Right.
And then once you try your best, just take your hands off and see what happens. Yeah. And if you worked hard, hopefully you'll get the result that you want.
You know me and how I feel in my relationship with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I feel like he'll do his part as long as I'm doing mine. As long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, mm-hmm. I truly believe the rest will be taken care of.
Right. Another thing that I wrote down, but we also discussed about, was being selfish. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be okay with being a little bit selfish.
Absolutely.
And worrying about myself and my happiness.
Be okay with saying no. Be okay with standing up for how you feel, be okay with letting people know mm-hmm. how you feel. And your delivery can be, I think it's come with this negative, oh, this is how they feel, this is how they feel. If you bring it in a positive light, if somebody chooses not to acknowledge that, then that's on them at that point.
Mm-hmm. So I have a few things that I also wrote down. So if you agree with what I wrote down, give us an amen. And if not, explain your position on it. If you disagree.
Okay.
So I want to stop over-explaining myself.
Amen.
Amen. That's true.
I don't even have an explanation for that.
There's no explanation. Let's just leave it at that.
Next
thing, delete that LOL from the end of your sentence and say what you need to say.
Amen.
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 We all do this. I know I'm guilty of this. I don't know if you do it.
No, I try. It's like I try to use it to soften. So say if you hurt my feelings and we're texting, mm-hmm. I might say, oh, just another day you said something so funny, LOL. You said like blah, blah, blah. And I'm just trying to bring it back up, but it actually hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. So I need to say, hey, Justin, the other day when you said that, it hurt my feelings. And I'm just letting you know. Instead of saying LOL and trying to bring it up passive aggressive.
Right. And that's true, because we don't want conflict with one another. Instead of like wanting to be confrontational with somebody, we hold back and we don't express our true emotions because we're scared to ruffle any feathers. And that's me especially. I don't do drama. I don't like to make people mad. So one thing that I notice about myself is that instead of saying how I really feel, I'll sugarcoat, I'll say LOL so the other person doesn't get this aggression towards me through text.
I even do it with like exclamation points. I put them, if I don't want the person to think I'm being dry, I'll put an exclamation point or an emoji or something to try to make the conversation less serious. Because people swear that you can't read a vibe through a text message.
You can.
I think you can.
You can. Sometimes we overread, though.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
I need to stop
that's why
that.
I don't like texting. Y'all know this. If y'all listen to the show, I do not like texting.
I do hate texting. It can be very misconstrued.
Right.
I don't like that.
I don't like it. But yeah, if y'all definitely struggle with being confrontational and being, you know, forthright with your true thoughts and emotions, in 2020, who cares? If you feel a certain way, express that and don't be afraid of ruffling feathers. If you are angry, let somebody know that you're angry.
Please.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why there's a negative connotation with letting somebody know that you're upset or letting someone know how you feel. And people automatically shut down or treat you a certain way because you're opening up about how you feel. Why is that a problem?
I know. Express yourself.
And me expressing myself isn't a bad thing. We can have a conversation about it. But people don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. And that just makes me segue into the next thing I wrote down. In 2020, I'm going to stop minimizing how I feel to make other people feel comfortable. I'm not doing that. And with you, like, I don't know if you've reached this point with like work with your coworkers, and if they upset you, you kind of like act differently just to make everybody in the room feel comfortable. I don't know if you can relate to that, but
I think I can relate to it in every aspect of my life. Mm-hmm. I am a type of person who not only will I minimize, I will just draw back completely. I will remove myself from the situation. It's that extreme for me.
Mm.
And I don't, like I was saying earlier, I've learned why I do that, but it still doesn't make it easy for me not to do that because it's a habit. So as a habit, I'm trying to work to break.
Mm-hmm.
But I will literally remove myself from someone's life. Like, I'll take it that far.
Wow. Yeah, I would agree. I think when it comes to falling out that I have with, like, former friends, like, I'm not afraid to cut it and keep it moving. And a lot of people think that that's harsh. But I think that at this stage in my life, I'm okay with cutting the cord.
Like, so I'll say it's twofold. I don't think that it's harsh, but I do think that some relationships could be worth the work and the time.
Right. Yes, Lori.
Right. Yeah, Lori said.
Yes.
They could be worth the work and the time if you want to put it in, but I feel like some people don't, and so they are okay with just cutting the cord, right? Mm-hmm. Tell them again, Lori. Yeah. But for me, cutting the cord is when it has gotten out of hand. And she agrees again.
Yes.
When it has gotten out of hand, when the same behavior is recurring and the party doesn't want to change, they don't even want to meet you in the middle and mm-hmm. have a different perspective. It's like how they feel is how they feel, and that's just that. It goes, you hurt them, there's nothing else that can be said. That's unfair. So then, yeah, I'm gonna cut you off because it's no fixing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's another thing: cutting off toxic relationships, whether that's your relationship or friendship. If there's toxicity, you don't have to stand for it anymore. Family at some too. Point, put your family too. That's family another too. Thing we don't discuss, especially
no, we don't discuss
during
it.
The holidays. People are like, "Your family is your family." Is that
the
true?
Thing.
If you are treating me terribly, if you're toxic,
I don't agree
but you're
that.
My blood,
I don't
have to stand
that.
For that.
Absolutely not.
I don't have to stand
Absolutely
for the
not.
Terrible treatment. If you're treating me badly, I have a right to not want to talk to you. I have a right to not want
you
to.
I have a right to remove myself.
Yeah, from your
and
life.
That's not bad. That's healthy on my part.
Mm-hmm. But people don't want to talk about
they
that because they think, but that's your blood. That's your mom. That's your dad. and so?
So, right. Because you're the child. Oh, so what? What? That makes no sense.
No, it
that
doesn't.
That literally makes zero sense.
So
to
put
me.
Up with BS,
Absolutely.
Put up with toxicness.
Oh, for sure.
No.
For sure.
Just because it's family.
I've heard
no.
it firsthand. Oh, you should just take that. Oh, it's your fault.
No.
You don't even know the situation, but it's my fault because I'm the child.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. None of that in 2020.
That's
Let
ridiculous.
Me tell you, none of that. Another thing that I need to take with me into 2020 is acknowledging that we're all different and that I don't have to conform or shift my beliefs to be liked or loved.
Amen.
Amen.
Justin, that was good. Oh, wow.
I don't owe anybody anything.
That's you. Oh, my gosh. You are just on it today.
Dropping,
I love it.
Thank
You're
you.
Dropping gems.
Dropping gems.
No, because a lot of people really feel like they have to change themselves. And I feel like I really learned that this year because I would, in a sense, especially for the people that I love, I would conform to what it is they want me to do just to make peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mm-hmm. why Lori said, that's why one of my words earlier was reality, because I came to realize the reality of truly sometimes being annexed and being by myself because I'm valuing staying true to myself more than just making peace and doing whatever it takes to make peace.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned kind of what it truly meant to be by myself, alienated and alone, because I'm choosing to stick to what I believe
mm-hmm.
is right.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't make it right for everyone.
Right. And being alone is temporary. People think that, oh, when you're alone, you're lonely. Not necessarily.
No, I haven't. Honestly, no. No. It hasn't. Has it been different? Absolutely. But I don't think I guess it's your perception of it. I mean, I'm literally physically not lonely. I have a child.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, she can't talk to me like with words as an adult.
But her presence is everything.
It hasn't been lonely at all. It's been very eye-opening. It's been very peaceful. And it just makes me really appreciate like where I am in life.
Right. The last thing that I want to take with me into 2020 is allowing myself to feel all of my emotions. So this comes with
Why
like...
Why are you on my neck
I know.
Today? Gosh.
It's kind of like a masculinity thing as well. I personally really don't cry that often, but I'm not afraid to emote. And I don't know. I've never been this like, oh, this manly man. I don't do this. I don't do that. Like, I kind of...
You know how I feel about when you do the invitation. When you do your parents.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
I haven't got my parents on this episode.
I know.
It'll happen soon.
I know.
But, yeah, allowing myself to express my emotions and express myself without judgment, I guess. And I think that we should all do that, especially guys out there.
So, on the guy tip, I absolutely think that y'all should... I was friends with a guy for like 8 years, and then we, I guess you could say, tried to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And because he doesn't do that, because he doesn't open up about his emotion, he don't want to talk, it couldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And now our friendship is ruined because he doesn't even know how to do that. And I think as guys, y'all have been taught not to do that. And
for the longest really time. Weird, it's toxic.
Because it's one of the keys that you will need to succeed in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
because
people see it as a weakness. If you're absolutely. If you need to cry, let it out. I don't think that's like a weakness thing. If yeah. you... If, express your emotions. It doesn't have to be sadness. If you're angry, be angry.
Now, another tip, I do think it's hard. So, like, I spoke on the guy tip, but for the woman tip, mm-hmm. it's hard, especially as a black woman. People will make, even other black women will make you out to be emotional and crazy if you express how you feel or you're sensitive or you always have a problem. Mm-hmm. So, this year, I got a lot of that, and now I feel like I shouldn't be open about my emotions. Mm. So it's weird.
Yeah, it can shut you down in a way. Like when you open yourself up and you're so vulnerable, then whenever it gets you get hurt or it's used against you, you never want to open up again.
That's why people don't like being vulnerable, mm-hmm. and that's why I don't believe in throwing things in people's face.
Full circle moment.
Come on.
We live for full circle moments on the podcast,
that was
guys.
Me.
Always.
I did that.
Mia, her mind.
I did that.
Her mind, okay? Yeah, and that's basically all the positive things that I want to carry into 2020. Did you have anything that you wanted to like leave people with for this year of reflection and 2019, this past decade, growth?
Yeah, I would say something that I recently said to one of my friends, and it just literally was on my brain all day, so I finally wrote it in my notes. I said, change is inevitable, but growth is a choice.
Mm.
So meaning the world around you is going to constantly change. Everything in our world is going to change. We have no control over that. Technology will change. The dates will change. The times, the styles, the jobs,
okay.
the careers, everything will change. But growth is an option. You have the choice to grow through those phases and to become, like you said, to adapt, to become a person that you want to be in those times. Because as we can clearly see, things were not how they were 9-10 years ago.
They weren't.
And when it's 2030, it's going to be completely different from mm-hmm. when we're talking right now. Mm-hmm. And we'll remember this day.
Exactly.
And things will be so different. So, yeah, change is inevitable.
That's true.
But growth is an option. So if you want to be a better person, if that's what you want to do, I know people have been doing this joke, oh, y'all going to wake up and do these amazing things, or 2020 is going to be the same as 2019 if you don't do your part. While all that's true, it doesn't matter the date or the time. 5 years from now, 6 years, 5 months from now, things should be different. You mm-hmm. should be constantly growing, but that's a choice.
Right.
Like 5 months from now, a lot of things will change. But if you didn't grow, that's on you.
Yeah, exactly. I love that.
Definitely.
I love that analogy. I love that so much. I don't even know what to say.
Drops mic.
Yeah. I can't even top that with what I need to say. But that's so true. 10 years ago, everything was changed.
Completely different.
But your mindset can stay the same, and time does not do anything.
And some people's mindset is still there. That's
right.
Why I said growth, it's a choice. But the change around you is going to happen regardless.
Right. Y'all stuck in 2009, and I'm in
2035. You know
what I mean? Right. Okay. So, yeah. What are y'all's goals for the new year? What do you want to get accomplished? What are you going to do to make yourself happy and grow as a person, as an individual, professionally, wherever you are in life?
And I will say, guys, you may think that there are certain things that you want to achieve that you can't because you don't have the support. That is a lie. Mm-hmm. I have had complete and total strangers support me and help me in times that I like, those were people I didn't even imagine would be the people that would support me, and they are.
Mm-hmm.
So I do believe that God will place people in your life at the time that you need it to complete whatever task it is that you need to be done.
Right.
So whether you're spiritual or not, if there's something that you want to do and you feel like it's against, you know, what your parents believe or what your family believes or what your friends will support, somebody will support you. If that's truly who you are to your core, do it. Mm-hmm. Just step out on faith and do it.
Yeah. Do what makes you happy,
period.
Too.
Period.
At whatever stage you are, if you're a working professional listening to this, if you're in college, if you're like over the age of 50, do what makes you happy
you
in
rap,
this new year.
Rap.
That's true.
Now, I'm not saying you gotta bombard people with your mixtape and all that, but if you wanna rap, do your thing.
Go for it. Do what makes you happy. I know a couple rappers and they're doing the damn thing.
Y'all, dancing around the house randomly to random music, that just makes me happy. And I do it on impulse in a moment. If I feel it, I just do it. That may be a simple thing, but I just do it.
Right.
Do it.
I really hope this new decade brings us so much growth, so much positive energy and so much success. Like, I pray that for everybody that's listening, and I hope that you just take everything in stride and just remember what makes you happy. Remember why you wake up every day, and just go for it.
I think that we have had the tools for a long time, but I think if we start utilizing them this year, I think if we do go to therapy, if we do get open and vulnerable about our life, if we do get serious about the things that we're passionate about, our next 10 years could be so different.
It's true.
If people could communicate, if people were actually serious about just being kind out of the goodness of their heart, there would be a lot of two-parent homes. There would be a lot of people who've been friends for 35-plus years with no scandal. There would be a lot of just loving and happiness and paying it forward going on. But it everybody has to play their role. Mm-hmm. One person can't just say, oh, I want this to happen, or two, three, five people. Everybody has to play their
exactly.
role.
Exactly. I agree. Nothing is ever like a one-way road. There's multiple roads.
Absolutely.
And if you need the help, it has to be reciprocal, basically.
Reciprocal.
My favorite word.
I love
it. It's a give and take.
Reciprocal.
It's a give and take. Woo. You take, I give. Mm. You give, I take.
No, they want to be tit-tat-tit-tat-tit.
Right.
Tit-tat-tat.
No, tit for tat. We don't want that in 2020. Mm. But yeah, I appreciate you guys for listening. Mm. I hope you liked this episode. Mia, thank you.
Thank you for having me, Justin.
For joining me.
You always have a great time. I really do.
More Mia in 2020.
Okay, yeah. Hashtag.
Yes.
Bye, DeAndre. Bye.
More Mia in 2020. And
we'll
more.
We'll do one together.
We will.
Me and him will do
We will. It'll happen,
That's
y'all.
That's going to be a good one.
Stay tuned. So much coming in this new year. But I love you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure to subscribe. Make sure to share the podcast on your story so I can repost it. Do whatever you need to do.
And shower Justin with his accolades, because you do a bang-up job. Do you hear me?
Thank you.
A bang-up job, y'all. He edits this by himself. He does. Justin, you do a bang-up
job.
I'm very proud of you.
I appreciate
it. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I will never give myself compliments.
I know. I don't do it to myself. That's why I'm learning to do it to other people. And I think if I do it to other people more, I can learn to do it to myself.
Yes.
I think I'm worthy of the love and all that I give
that
to
you
other
give.
People. I'm worthy of
you
that.
You get what you give.
Yeah.
Cool. I love it. We love to see that.
We love to see it.
We love it. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Hope you liked the episode. I hope this episode finds you well during your week, wherever you're listening, in your car, in your house, with your mama, with your daddy, whatever. I hope it finds you well. And I really do appreciate you guys for listening. So with that being said, as always, I'll catch you on the next one. And y'all have a good rest of your week.
Y'all have a great week. Bye.
Bye.